Let's speak to Bruce Williamson, who's from Rail Future. Bit of a mixed bag, it sounds like, Bruce, for us here in Lincolnshire.
Yeah, I think inevitably with a new project like this, there's going to be winners and losers. It sort of swings and roundabouts. But I think we have to sort of just remember why we're doing this. And there's a sort of looming capacity crisis on the railway. So the do-nothing option is just not realistic. We have to build new lines to give us the capacity we desperately need on the railways.
That said, though, I imagine a lot of people in Lincolnshire will think, well, very good, this fancy big new project, which is years and years away. Can we not sort out the problems we've got with our railways now here in Lincolnshire? They'd like to go to a lot more places, for example.
Well, indeed, I think we mustn't think of this in terms of a sort of either-or thing. It's not like new lines or investment in the existing lines. We need both, because, quite clearly, our existing lines are sort of bursting at the seams, and they need improvement as well. And there's some projects, such as the electrification of the Midland Main Line, which are very welcome, and obviously, High Speed 2 is several years down the line, so we have to do short-term things on existing lines to improve services there, as well as look to the future and build these new lines to give us the capacity we need.
And as well, do you believe these figures that are being quoted? Obviously, some are good, some are bad, but I mean, it's guesswork, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's very hard to know exactly what the impact will be in terms of the economy. There are those who suggest that actually it's going to tend to suck investment towards London and make places outside London like the glorified commuter belt for London. I hope that doesn't happen, but I suspect there is a danger of that.
Do you think it will ever happen? I mean, we're talking now, and the MPs voted on it last night, to go to the next phase, but this is, 10, 20 years away, if not more, before we actually see anything happening, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a very, very long-term project, and it's right that the government are looking now to the future, and making plans. I mean, there are, I don't know, it's a controversial thing. Personally, I think it could be improved. It's not perfect. But it's really the only game in town, and I think if I was a gambling man, I'd say sort of 60-40 in favour of it happening.
And do you think it will lead to, for example, for Lincoln, we heard Martin at the station there saying that, just the one train at the moment, will we really see more direct line London trains from Lincolnshire as a result of this, or do you think that's a lot of spin going on?
Well, it's possible. I mean, freeing up capacity allows you many more options, but again, we're looking at 20, 30 years down the line. Who knows who will be running the railway or what sort of services they'll want to put on there. There's all sorts of possibilities, but, who knows?
Well, I think we're going to be talking about it for a long time yet, Bruce, aren't we?
It will run and run, this one, won't it?
Good to hear from you, Bruce. Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future.